We're visiting with our Congressman Representative David Price, and we've been talking about inflation and Ukraine and ARPA funds, but I wanted to talk about something different now. Our partnership between North Carolina and Moldova and a recent trip that you were on. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm glad to, because we had a wonderful visit to Moldova. This is a visit that had I'd hoped to do earlier, but we were able to do it in mid-October. And it has a couple of things that were important about this. I'd say three things. One is that Moldova is very much in harm's way with respect to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. If the tide turns in western or southwestern Ukraine, Moldova is certainly in harm's way. And so they've had a flood of refugees. They really looked to our country for assurance that we're supportive. So that's the immediate crisis. Longer term, as you suggest, I've been the co-chair of the Moldova Caucus by virtue of North Carolina's sister state partnership with Moldova. And so this started out with the National Guard reaching out and offering support to Moldovan security forces, but it's reached the areas of medical education and trade and many, many other things. Our Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, has pushed this very vigorously, and I have too. This is a small, poor country, but one that aspires to govern itself democratically, to set its own course, and we need to support that. And by virtue of North Carolina's connection, I've particularly focused on that. And then finally, we were visiting there to conclude an official partnership agreement with the House Democracy Partnership, which is the bipartisan commission I chair, which works with some two dozen emerging democracies to strengthen parliamentary operations, to mutually share best practices and support and encouragement. So we've worked with Moldova for a long time, really, but now we've made it official.
We're visiting with Representative David Price. I've got one more question, because as we speak today and you represent us in Washington, there's some pretty big news happening over at the Supreme Court as they're hearing oral arguments in the affirmative action case involving UNC. And I know that you don't have any direct effect on that, but I was wondering if you could share any thoughts on that.
I certainly have some thoughts about it. We need to preserve affirmative action. And the earlier cases, the Bakke case and earlier cases that we've relied on, got it right, that there is a balance to be struck between the fairness we all want to see for individual candidates for admission to colleges and universities and professional schools, and the need to serve society's needs in terms of maintaining diversity, maintaining a flow of diverse people ready to perform critical jobs. You know, there is a community interest in this as well as an individual interest. And that's what the opponents of affirmative action don't seem to understand, including some that are pushing against North Carolina in this case. So I worry about this in terms of the Trump Supreme Court, the addition of these members who seem to be hostile to affirmative action, but we've certainly made a good case, North Carolina has, for the way our admissions process has worked here, and I very much hope that that it'll be sustained by the Supreme Court, that we won't see these years of progress dismantled.
We're visiting with Representative David Price, and we're just about out of time, but I was wondering if there's anything that you wanted to say to folks in the Chapel Hill area that we haven't had a chance to mention yet.
Well, we are, of course, looking forward to everyone voting, expressing their views in this very, very critical midterm election a week from tomorrow. And then I'll be attempting, along with my colleagues, to have a productive lame duck session, no matter how the election turns out. We have our appropriations bills yet to finalize, including some critical support for transportation initiatives and housing initiatives in the bill that I preside over. And so we're going to have a busy November and December. We'll, of course, continue to want to hear from people about their concerns. But it is a critical time for our country. I should also mention, of course, the brutal assault on our Speaker's husband, Paul Pelosi. I think, of course, we wish Paul a recovery, a speedy and complete recovery, but we also are, I'm just appalled, and I am hearing from lots of people who are appalled at that our politics has reached such a point that the demonization of Nancy Pelosi, which is matched only, I think, by the demonization of Hillary Clinton over many, many years. There are deranged people out there who will take all that quite literally and seriously. When a congresswoman like Marjorie Taylor Greene says that Nancy Pelosi should be executed, there are people who really take that at face value. And so, and the Republican leadership never rebuked her, never has stepped up in these instances to rein in some of this extremism and some of this violent rhetoric. So this is what we get. And it should be a sobering moment for all of us. Of course, a moment of anguish for the Pelosi family, but also a moment of concern about where our democracy is headed.
And we are looking at that election coming up soon, so definitely get out and vote, as that is the way that change is supposed to be happening in this country.
That's exactly right. People need to focus on the big picture. There are, of course, immediate economic concerns that we need to be addressing, and people are motivated by concerns about that. But there also are concerns that are not normal for our elections, you know, about whether we actually count the votes accurately and agree to the peaceful transfer of power, whether we accept election results. Who thought we would be debating those things? But that too is on the ballot, and the looming influence of Donald Trump over the Republican Senate candidate and too many others.
Representative Price, thank you so much for making the time, and thank you for all of your service.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.